In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the feast of Saint Ignatius of Loyola, and this famous founder of the Jesuits was first a great and brave soldier of his king, and then turned into a great and famous and celebrated soldier of Christ the King. And he was the son of one of the most noble families in Spain. And when he was a little boy, he was sent to be a servant at the royal court. And he lived there in desire to become a great and brave soldier. And later he did win the honor and the reputation of a great soldier in the Battle of Pamplona. But he got a severe wound from a cannonball, and he was forced to spend months recuperating in bed back in his Loyola castle. And then, when he had no better or anything else to do, he decided to read a lot, and he first asked some stories of brave knights to pass his time, but the only books he could get in on his hands were stories of our Lord and those of the saints. He wasn't a very religious man, but having nothing else to read, he thought that he might as well read those. So he started to read, and his life changed from that time on. He said to himself, "These, namely saints, were men just like me, so why can't I do what they have done?" Suddenly, all the glory, all the secular honors, the service and honors and rewards of a king he had wanted before seemed now worthless. And he began to imitate the saints in their prayers and penances and good works. Saint Ignatius, now abandoning all the earthly honor, had to suffer terrible temptations and humiliations before he began his great work in founding the Society of Jesus. First of all, he had to go back to school, and you can imagine going back to school to study Latin grammar with little boys when Saint Ignatius was already a man of 33 years old. Still, he did it because he knew that his studies for his becoming a priest, he would need knowledge to help to him to save souls. With patience and even a laugh now and then, Saint Ignatius took the boy's jeers and taunts with humility and loving heart. For teaching and encouraging people to pray later on, he was even suspected of heresy and put in jail for a while. But that did not bother him the least. He said, "The whole city does not contain as many chains as I desire to wear for the love of Jesus." He was 43 years old when he graduated from the University of Paris, and with six other students, he made the vows of obedience, poverty, and chastity. These new-founded members of Society of Jesus, namely the Jesuits, also promised to work for God in whatever way the Holy Father thought best. They later became priests and formed the religious order of the Jesuits, and which was approved by the Pope. And before Saint Ignatius died, there were 1,000 Jesuits, and they were doing so much good in teaching the young people and preaching. Dear faithful, it was all this saint's tremendous love of Jesus which made him want to keep working and working for the greater glory of God. He often prayed, "Give me only your love and your grace, O sweet Jesus. With this I am rich enough, and I have no more to ask." This man, once a brave soldier of his king, was now made a humble saint, and he started his road to sanctity by reading the lives of Jesus and his saints. That changed his whole life and truly changed the history of the church as well. So let us too be always ready and love to imitate the glorious saints of heaven and read about their lives, so that we also find it easier to be virtuous and to put our lives to good use as these holy saints of God did. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.